On 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Cloudy and windy, kind of the order of the day today. 24 degrees is where we're at right now. Thursday, March 16th, gotta talk some Wapton history like we do every Thursday with our favorite historian, Janet Gageland. Good morning.
Good morning.
You always chuckle when I say
I
that.
I do, because you know, I don't think of myself in that regard.
Well, you certainly are. You have become that, okay. Janet Gageland. Hey, we got a really, really neat topic today. I've been kind of looking forward to this. I'll let you the introductions.
But. Well, our topic is going to be vending machines.
I love it.
You know, and people maybe think, well, that's not a something to talk about, but it really is, you know.
It's got a history.
It does, and it took a while before vending machines got to North Dakota. Of course, they started in you know, New York, where you'd get off a subway or a train or whatever, and you could buy things on the platform. So the Adams Gum Company put together these vending machines. It was only a penny, mm-hmm. you know, but it was something that you could buy when you got off the train. So that's right. Where it kind of started. Before that, probably over in Europe somewhere.
Okay.
So they kind of came this way, but, you know, it took a while before we had vending machines here. And I, you know, if you think back when you were a kid, what's the first vending machine that you remember? And probably it would be a gumball machine, mm-hmm. or maybe a peanut machine, you know, machine that dispenses peanuts. So that's what I would think. But
We were talking earlier before we went on, yep. and I said that the earliest one I remember was a cigarette vending machine at in the lobby of the Stratford Hotel.
Right.
However, you brought up gumball machine and it triggered something in my head. The old Sagnus Ben Franklin building over in Breckenridge had a gumball machine. Okay, yep. So that's two that I remember. Yep. So thank you for leading me there.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think that's what most people are going to say. And, you know, we could, in another conversation, talk about the vending machines forever. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get to the point where you're having car vending machines, you've really done a lot.
Right.
So in 1920... I found an article that says two vending, and they call them slot machines. Two vending or slot machines were confiscated by the sheriff. And they were confiscated because they were selling cigarettes through a vending machine.
Okay.
And this was in Morton. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Dwight, and, well, the barber shop and the pool hall there were also selling cigarettes.
So they got in trouble, too?
Yeah, they did. And then there was a carnival company that came to Winemere that year, and they had games of chance. They called them lotteries and games of chance.
Okay.
You know, like every carnival would have, where you pay and you try to win something.
Sure.
So that's what they did, and the court said, well, you can't do that. So they took all the prizes they had left from the various games, and they sold them, and then they put the proceeds into the county school fund. So they lost everything they had.
All right.
All right, we skip ahead to the 30s again. You know, we just can't get out of them. The 30s were just something.
A lot going on.
Yeah. Well, here we have the Wapton Recreation Parlor, and this guy put in a hot dog vending machine. I'm not sure how that would work.
A hot dog vending machine.
Yes, that will serve hot dogs for 5 cents.
Hmm.
And so he's trying to make his place a very popular place in the community, and it's run in an up-to-date manner. But I'm thinking, is it one of those rolling machines, and then you just sell it from there?
Possibly. Yeah. I don't know how else you do it.
Yeah, how do
and
you
keep them warm or keep them hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 1925, I've seen this, had read the story, told the story of the popcorn machine. Do you remember it?
No.
There was an entrepreneur who thought, well, I'm going to go down up and down Dakota Avenue. I'm going to sell popcorn.
Now I do.
Yep. So he has a popcorn machine. And he's making popcorn, selling popcorn. One day he's going from the east to the west on Dakota Avenue. And he gets over where, kind of by the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And the popcorn machine, the motor, comes apart. And pieces of the motor are flying through the glass windows and at people.
Oh,
and
man.
Yeah, that was not a good thing.
Popcorn chaos.
Yeah, yeah. It was gasoline, you know, and so.
Wow.
Might have been a really old motor or something. Mm-hmm. All right, 1938, our city council had allowed things like gum vending machines and cigarette and candy, you know, candy bars or candy itself.
Sure.
We had those vending machines. Now, in 1938, they said, you know, it's okay, we can add a few more. So they added pinball machines.
Perfect.
So now you could play a pinball game, or you could have an arcade game of some kind. Mm-hmm. And they were called electronic, you know, games that delivered amusement. And then, of course, they had machines that would play records prior to that.
Oh, sure.
And so, you know, they anything that was coin-operated that you could, you know, put a coin in, and this at this time it probably wasn't. Wasn't only a penny, you might have to come up with a nickel or something.
But that all had to go, if you had one of those, that all had to go through the city first.
Right, and had to pay $15 to have the vending machines inside your business.
I bet the rates have gone up.
I think. This one, I really laughed at this one because, again, 1938, we're stuck in the things that happened in 38. But there was a Friday evening where six businesses were broken into, and they all in the same evening, so they figured it was all the same people, not maybe from here, but just came to rob things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they broke into the Richland County Oil, and they got in through a door, and they stole gum machines.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Gum machines.
So no cash, just gum machines.
Yep.
All right.
And then they went to the Texaco station, and they got in by a side door, and they stole a gum machine.
Well, must have been valuable.
Yeah, well, it was probably a penny, but still.
Yeah.
You know? And then, of course, we can't do anything without Lilligard's being in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they took peanut machines. Now, I don't think Lilligard's didn't have gum machines. They had peanut machines.
Place was quite a target back
yeah,
in the day.
I think
it
so.
It really
yeah.
was.
Well, anything on the west side, I think, where yeah. you had, you know, the oil companies, the gasoline places.
Sure.
and close to the railroad tracks. So the Motor Oil Company, they broke in, but they couldn't leave with anything because this business had been broken into so many times that they didn't have anything of value left.
Sure.
So they're like, oh, yeah, come on in, open the door. So then they went down to the shoe shop, and it was a tobacco place as well. But they didn't steal tobacco. They sold the cash register. And a pair of shoes.
Okay, now that would make more sense.
Yeah, and a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they went down to the Great Northern Bridge and opened the cash register and took the money from there. But the thieves who entered the shoe and tobacco place were pretty brave because just down the street they were doing some work on a sewer or something of that nature. And lights were going and people were working, you know, a few blocks away. And they just still went ahead and
they managed to do that.
Yeah, they robbed them anyway. yeah, so it's like, really? 1945, we are starting to get some vending machine routes.
Okay.
And 1949, we have a candy bar business, vending biz for sale. 1952, we have a peanut vending business. This is one I saved just for you. Hopefully we have time to do it.
We got about a minute.
All right. So if you look up jukebox, because that was considered a vending machine.
Oh, sure.
And so then the radio schedule had a lot of music. And then, of course, one of them was the jukebox special.
Music for Mrs. I like that one.
You know what that is? The Lady of the House.
Lady of the House.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
They had just music and news for her.
Where did you find this? This is the entire radio schedule and what we used to program. This is fascinating.
1958.
Stuff. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we could talk about for vending. And
incredible.
You know, maybe next time we can just talk about those.
You won't be with us next Thursday,
right,
but we'll save this for 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, so start thinking about other vending machines.
There you go.
Yeah, because there's a lot.
When you see Janet on the street, say, hey, Janet, I remember.
Yes.
All right.
Remember.
You got a lot of people doing that.
Maybe.
Just stopping you and going, hey, Janet, I remember this.
Sure.
Jan and Gaislin talking Wapton history. It's 8:19 here, the voice of the valley. AM 1450 KBMW, good morning.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving